We're going to the game.
You know what? I don't want to play defense.
Are you kidding me?
Boys game noon.
What the hell's going on? You're playing it safe.
I'm brick.
It's amazing. No way in hell I'm touching it.
Are you kidding?
That was really fun.
Hello and welcome to Sports Anomaly. A quick few notes before we start this episode. First of all, the room is echoey. The audio is not great because we recorded over Skype. Most importantly, all the names that will be mentioned in this podcast are real names. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast. It's really, really important that you know that. Also, I encourage you to Google them, but only once it's over. Trust me, it will make it better. I also just want to say, I think I mentioned this in the podcast, but the world can't stop lighting itself on fire. It's generally a person's fault, but this is my hope to return to the reason this podcast exists at all, which is to make your week a little stupider and a little funnier and a little more echoey based on this room. Apologies for that. It's for bad reasons that this is the case, but I'll make it up to you probably at some point. Enjoy the episode. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Sports Anomaly. I'm your host, Adrian Tanzaniga. It is 2021, and it's unbelievable that we reached this high watermark. Today, we have the first episode of the year. It is one of the dumber episodes because that's basically the trend. The Capitol building has been attacked. Last year, we had horrific events nonstop. And my whole goal of starting this podcast last March was, or maybe it was February. Who knows when I started it? No, it was after the pandemic. That's still going on. Anyway, great news all around. But the goal here is to make you have fun. And so we're reformatting this podcast in certain dumb ways that will be totally pointless. And instead of talking about sports video games, which we're supposed to be doing, I'm now in an echoey room. Apparently that's going to be picked up on the audio. That'll be fun for everybody's ears. We're doing it through Skype for reasons I'm not going to explain. And we're just going to burst through with an episode that I'll explain shortly. But I first want to introduce my two guests who are going to be part of one of the more fun competitions that you'll ever listen to people working their way through. I'm joined live from London. It's Suze as a party. Suze, say hello.
Hi.
So good to have you here. Could you tell people your bio in 17 to 22 words or less?
I have had a long career in media and entertainment, but I've been focusing my last year on eating as much cheese and high carb sugar foods as possible to get through the global pandemic.
Okay, quick question. Have you ever heard of pepper jack cheese? And could you tell me if it's available in England?
I believe that is cheese that has pepper in it. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, I have eaten that. You might want to Google it. Apparently, Google tells you everything.
I've heard of that website. It's a real hit. I'm thrilled to have you on your debut episode of Sports Anomaly. And I'm also joined by the one and only Morgan Tanswell. She's a lawyer. She's a genius. Morgan, tell us a little something else about yourself.
Man, they were my facts. Hello, everyone. I'm very awkward.
Yes, that's Morgan. Morgan and Suze, this is going to be great. So what we're doing in this episode is there's a thing called the Name of the Year Tournament. If you have never heard of this tournament, what happens is this group of people, maybe it's one person, who knows? I don't know who does it. It doesn't matter. They assemble the 64 craziest names of the year, and they put them in a format, and then there's a tournament that goes on. It actually released in April, but if you haven't heard of this, then you have, it's as if it's every day is April and July, Christmas in April. And if you have heard of it, it doesn't matter because we're just going to go through it ourselves and pick our favorites. So here's how it's going to go. Suze, Morgan, we're going to alternate turns and we're just going to pick which we think should be the name that advances. There are 64. So we're going to bring it all the way to the finals. And then in the finals, we're all going to vote on the final two names so that whoever, you know, majority rules. That's how it's supposed to work in democracy. And that's what this podcast is all about, democracy. Okay, since you're a guest, Suze, all the way from England, we're going to start in the Boltron Regional. And the names that you have is the number one seed, Mathdaniel Squirrel. versus the 16th seed, Kermit Quisenberry. Who you got?
Do you want me to pick one?
Great question. You might not know what's going on in this podcast. I haven't explained it to you guys. I barely explained it to our audience. I always prefer the figure it out as we go method. Yes, I want you to pick which of those names you think should advance to the next round.
It's really, really close. And I do commend anyone who names a child after a Jim Henson creation. But I think I have to go with Matt Daniel Squirrel.
She's going with the top seed. Go ahead.
Covers all the bases.
It really does. It's a pretty exceptional name. Okay, Morgan, we're going to you. It's the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. Do you take Flo Low, F-L-O, Low, or Hannah Moody Goo? That's with a hyphen it.
Both spectacular, both excellent entries. I'm going to go Hannah Moody Goo.
Hannah Moody Goo advances. No surprise there. It's over to me. I get the choice between the 5th seed, IKEA Perrier, or 12th seed, Gravity Goldberg. Holy shit, this will astonish everybody in the world. I've been looking at this thing for at least 8 years. We'll probably do back episodes of past Name of the Year competitions because it's fun to me. But I actually know Gravity Goldberg. She lives in San Francisco. She came to Literary Deathmatch in like 2012. How insane is that, that somebody I know is on this list? I didn't think it possible. IKEA Perrier is a really brand conscious name. I love it. But I got to go with my friend here. I'm going with Gravity Goldberg. I think it's an exceptional name. I remember, I have to go back to the first time I met her and just being like, okay, your parents were hippies. IKEA Perrier just seems like their parents are marketing execs. So I'm going with Gravity Goldberg, the 12th seed. Back to you, Suze. It's Mystical McGee. That's Mystical with a K, McGee with an H. Mystical McGee is the 4th seed versus Symmetric Strong.
Well, I'm just going to flag that Symmetric is actually spelt incorrectly in this entry, which, you know, problematic for all involved. God bless that child that had to grow up with many, many teachers correcting their name.
Are you saying it's supposed to have two M's?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
And Mystical McGee, this is really interesting because it has a touch of the Scot, but Mystical makes it, you know, I think they were really trying to... I don't know how to put this delicately. The people that named this child don't have any friends of colour. They wanted to go exotic. That was what they told their friends. And the fact that they were probably just really some nice, gentle Scottish people, but maybe they put the H in the ghee just to make it like clarified butter. I think it might be that. I think just for the Scots Indian references alone, I'm going to go with Mystical McGee.
I gotta agree with you there. Morgan, did you feel Mystical McGee's mystical powers over you?
Yeah, absolutely. If there's one thing that I can say from this entire experience is that I have a romantic connection with Mystical McGee.
That's totally fair. All right, we're moving on. It's over to you, Morgan, and you get to choose between the 6th seed, Jan 6th the 11th, so that's XI after Jan 6, versus Trivodka Lundy. The 11th seed, which is like Trivodka Lundy. So Jan 6th, the 11th, or Trivodka Lundy?
I don't hate the idea of there being 10 Jan 6s before this, or Jan 6. I don't know. What's the second one?
Trivodka Lundy.
I don't like either of them. I'm going to go... Wow. I'm so sorry to both of these people. Trivodka Lundy.
Trivodka Lundy, wrong choice, but you made it. That puts the 11th seed into the next round. I would have gone Jan 6, the 11th, because you're going to have a whole army of people come for you. Okay, over to me. Dan Mite Slappy. Damn. Oh, versus Waffles Natouche, the 14th seed. How that is a 14th seed, I have no idea. Waffles Natouche is a slam dunk over Dan Mite Slappy. All right, over to you, Suze. It's Gennaro Bizarro versus Rod Gods.
Oh my God. I really, for things that I cannot explain, I'm really not a fan of the name Rod. It's too perfunctory. There's no surname that can save that name. So also because I am a double-Zed name girl, and this is a double-Zed name guy, I think I have to go with Gennaro Bizarro.
Gennaro Bizarro.
Can I just say that if this person is actually Italian, because Gennaro is probably an Italian name, that would be Bizzaro.
Gennaro Bizzaro. And you got to do a little finger thing and then point it like, yeah. Stupidly. All right. Morgan, it's over to you. You've got the number two seed, Dr. Reason Machete, holy shit, versus number 15, Kaiser Pontoon.
I don't need you to even say the second name. Obviously, it's Dr. Reason Machete.
It's just unreal. That's a real human that walks around on the street and does whatever he wants, clearly. All right, now it's over to me. We're gonna get to the final four with each of these, and then we'll you know, whatever I'm saying makes sense. Now we're going into the second round of this grouping. It's over to me. It's Math Daniel Squirrel versus Hannah Moody Goo. I don't know if I'm just angling for an upset, but I just feel like Math Daniel Squirrel is an incredible name, but there's something about him being a one seed that puts me off. Hannah Moody Goo is a real person who has to live with that name. I'm putting Hannah Moody Goo into the next round. That means, Suze, it's you. It's Gravity Goldberg versus Mystical McGee.
This is hard because I have so many questions about Gravity, which you probably don't have time to answer on this. Like, what do people call her for short? You know, gravy. I mean, there's so many questions, but I really still feel like Mystical McGee might just be winning out on this round.
I have no problem with that. Sorry. Apologies to Gravity. Thank you for coming to Literary Deathmatch. All right, Morgan, it's over to you. It's Try Vodka Lundy versus Waffle Natouche. What do you got?
Again, another easy. Waffles. But whoever. Natouche.
We may be sharing a microphone. Nobody knows what's happening anymore. But yes, it is Waffles Natouche. And now we're moving back to me for Gennaro Pizzaro versus Dr. Reason Machete. Are you fucking kidding me? There's no question. The reason for the season is the machete. Suze, that means it's to you with Hannah Moody Goo versus Mystical McGee.
Oh my God. See, I was really disappointed when you chose Hannah over Math Daniel. And now I've been put in a really, really weird position where I feel like, am I going to choose McGee for the third time? Oh. I'm going to have to do it. Mystical McGee is going through over Hannah Moody Goo.
Mystical McGee. It sounds like Suze is wearing the money hat. She's getting paid by Mystical McGee's PR department. And money hat. Mystical McGee. All right. Moving on to you, Morgan. It's a wicked yakker. It's Waffles Natouche against Dr. Reason Machete. Can I just say, this is like Duke versus Kansas in the Sweet 16. When you're like, how are they in the same bracket? How do you have these two superstar mega powers going up against each other this early? I mean, Waffles Natouche was never a 14 seed. We all know it. But Dr. Reason Machete is certainly a 2 seed. Morgan, break some hearts. Who you got?
This is too much. I didn't understand the pressure that I would be under when he burst into the room and told me that I was doing a podcast. I love them both dearly. They're both spectacular. I'm going to have to go with Waffles Natouche.
Holy shit, it's Dr. Waffles Natouche. He's also a doctor. He's just not an arrogant prick who uses it. You know, he just lets people live their lives. That turns it over to me. Who is going to the Final Four? This is the Elite Eight you've got. Mystical McGee, who should never have gotten this far, versus Waffles Natouche, who is singing that sweet syrupy song. It's the Natouche going to the Final Four. Congratulations to Waffles Natouche. I almost like said Waffles something Natouche, but the name is Waffles Natouche. You don't fuck with perfection. All right, we're moving on to the Sithole Regional. Now, that was the Boltron Regional. If you want to Google Boltron Regional and Sithole Regional, you'll find out what those names were. They won past brackets, and it is quite astounding that people have those names. Okay, Suze, are you ready for the Sithole Regional?
I am ready.
Let's find out if you're going to take Bluebell, holy shit, Bluebell Iconoclastes, that's the first seed, versus Derek Grunfelder McCrank.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's some kind of fucked up fairy world that I want to be a part of. So it has to be Bluebell Iconoclast. I can't even say it.
It's a first seed. You can't deny a first seed. Like, I guess that last name is Greek, but what a fucking home run there. Okay, Morgan, over to you. It's Smokey Bacon versus Chadfield Clapsaddle. Wow, another. This is like a first. This is an 8 versus 9. You can feel it. Like, these are two that could have been, you know, 7, 6 seeds. Here they are, 8 versus 9. Do you have Chatfield Clapsaddle or Smokey Bacon? Break it down for us before you tell us.
I feel like both are excellent. I feel like I've already chosen a food-based name earlier in the game and really put my name towards that. So I actually think I'm going to transition away and I'm going to go for a Clapsaddle, which feels like it has a real automatic onomatopoeic kind of vibe to it.
It certainly does. I mean, you've got my vote. I'm a clap saddle stan. Okay, it's over to me for the 5 seed, Dr. Flounce Caber versus Zebulon Vermilion. Wow, weird names. I'm going to go with Dr. Flounce Caber. I just think it's a ridiculous name, and I love it, Doctor. Go for it. All right, over to you, Suze. It's Cocaine Mothershed versus Destiny Guns.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Cocaine,
K-O-K-I. Can I just explain to the audience at home, wherever they happen to be hiding, this is cocaine spelled K-O-K-A-I-N. So, you know, just so it's not like an illegal drug. Mothershed, again, maybe somewhere I'd like to hang out, but not if it had cocaine in it. I don't know. Destiny Guns just feels like all of the games and all of the pop stars that I ever want to be involved with. It has to be Destiny.
You're taking Destiny Guns. Goodbye, Cocaine Mothershed. And now over to you, Morgan. It's Mickey Mental, the 6 seed, versus Rain Schwinghammer, the 11 seed.
Schwinghammer.
Okay, one word advances. Morgan, we're going to need a little more out of you in the breakdown. I feel like Sue's doing an amazing job of giving her mental psychology, telling us the roadmap. You're throwing one name in the Schwinghammer circle. I think that's totally fine. Over to me, the 3 seed, Fat John Cake versus Helga Radio. Okay, I mean, Cake, I don't need to blather too much. We don't need this to go on longer than it has to. All right, over to you, Suze. It's the 7 seed, Lowell Snorf the 3rd versus Perfecto Cuervo.
Oh, it's, I mean, magnificence. Magnificence on both sides. Crikey. I mean, I'm presuming Cuervo is their surname. So I just, because they sound like they were from an 80s kids cartoon, I want to go for Lowell Snorf the 3rd.
Is that an official pick?
That is an official pick.
She wanted to go with it. She has gone with it. Lowell Snorf the 3rd. Perfecto Cuervo is like the wicked yakker of all names because it has the curve right in there and the tequila. Or is that beer? Cuervo is beer or tequila?
Tequila.
That's right. All right, over to you, Morgan. This is a big one. It's Rod McQuality versus Silky Carlo.
Well, again, some really lovely names, and I bet you they're really wonderful people too. I'm going to go Rod McQuality, although I do understand and appreciate Suze's earlier comment about how Rod is not a great name.
Now, Suze, break that down for us. Rod Gods, G-H-O-D-S, didn't, you said nothing goes with Rod, but McQuality, did that tip the scales for you? And, you know, you might have to pick later. But
McQuality is a fantastic last name, but Rod is still quite perfunctory, and I just don't get excited. It lets the side down. Look at all these amazing efforts that have gone into these names. And they've just given this kid a regular first name. Waffles. Waffles should have been the name of, you know, the family hamster. But they chose their child to take that name. In any other world, it would have been called Stephen.
That's amazing. All right, we're moving on. This is now the next round in the shithole regional, which it's hard not to say shithole regional. I'm taking this one. It's Bluebell, a kind of clasties, versus Chadfield Clapsaddle. Once again, I'm undoing the hard work that Suze has done in the first round, but I just think Clapsaddle is just an amazing name. And you got Chadfield. Earlier today, I was talking in a script how we couldn't use Chad because we needed an extension on it, and Chadwick was the only one I could think of, and we don't want to put that out in the world. That's devastating enough from 2020. But Chadfield, you win. Chadfield Clapsaddle advances to the Sweet 16. Now over to you, Suze. It's Dr. Flounce Caber versus Destiny Guns.
Yeah, this was another of my disappointing moments when you failed to choose Zebulon Vermilion. Any names beginning with Z deserve some kind of pride of place on top of a pedestal, high, high above the clouds.
Agree.
So we are between Dr. Flounce Caber or Carver, who knows, and which is the other one?
Destiny Guns.
Destiny Guns. Oh, I'm going to go for Destiny Guns again.
Destiny Guns. It's a shocker. Cocaine Mothershed would have been my pick, the 4 seed. We got Destiny Guns, the 13 seed, up against a Chadfield Clapsaddle. That's going to be a real fascinating one. But right now, it's you, Morgan, with Rain Schwinghammer against Fat John Cake.
Ooh, I am worried that Fat John Cake might have been bullied, so I'm going to take Fat John Cake forward in this official bracket.
You can feel, Suze, I think you can agree with this, but you can feel Fat John Cake at home healing with Morgan's words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you feel, Morgan, do you feel like you healed Fat John Cake with that statement?
You're a jerk.
I'm a jerk. Okay. Did you feel it, Suze? I feel like it rippled through.
I just think any kindness we can put into the world right now is really valid.
Yeah, fantastic. And Morgan fucking dunked all over. Sure, I mean, right now, Rain Schwinghammer feels like shit. That doesn't seem to bother Morgan. She's trying to rehabilitate one thing. We'll get it on the next round, maybe. All right, it's over to me for Lowell Snorf III versus Rod McQuality. I've never talked about the word rod this much. But when I was young, that's what we called penises, which we thought was such a dumb word for penis, like rod. We would, in fact, saying rod any other way besides rod is very strange to me. Rod McQuality, you're going to the Sweet 16. Over to you, Suzanne at the party. It is Chatfield Clap Saddle against Destiny Guns.
Oh, you see, am I going to do what I did in the previous round and go three on the same name? I don't know. Chatfield Clap Saddle, I just want to see what they're about. Let's bring them through.
Yes, Chatfield Clap Saddle. I thought there might be a vengeance pick there from Suze to get back at me for bouncing whoever was in the first round. If I move this PDF I'm using, it will screw up everything. But the top seed, Matt Daniel Squirrel earlier. Okay, we've got Morgan picking between Fat John Cake, the Rehabilitator, and Rod McQuality. We're going to the Rehabilitator. Morgan, who you got?
I'm going to go with Fat John Cake. I believe in Fat John Cake.
What sort of the psychology there? You had Rod McQuality, a quality dong, some might think, and then you got Fat John Cake, who's healing. Healed, in fact.
Well, I actually think Suze made an excellent point earlier, which is that some people are putting a huge amount of effort into both names. And I feel like Rod McQuality is really bringing it with the last name, but it's not with the first name. So that's why I've chosen Fat John Cake.
The irony here is Fat John Cake's dad is named Rod. It's Rod Cake. And he didn't think he got bullied enough, and he became kind of a douchebag. And then he was the bully. And then he wanted to undo that. So he gave his son the name Fat John. And now we see where we are. Okay. And now it's over to me for Fat John Cake versus Chatfield Clap Saddle. This is an easy one for me. I really love Chatfield, but when you got Fat John Cake, and now it's like, if you haven't seen the documentary Boys State, watch it. And this, like, Fat John Cake's rise here will feel like something from that movie. I'm not going to say what, but it's pretty fantastic. Okay, we're moving on to the Dragon Wagon Regional. Right now in the final four, so far, we've got Waffles and Touche. He's going to go up against Fat John Cake. You put that in your pipe and smoke it, people, because I don't know what's going to happen in this final four. We've got two home run hitters there. Now we're going to the Dragon Wagon Regional. We're going to reverse the order because I realize Suze just keeps picking the one versus 16, which isn't fair. So we're going to start with Morgan. You're going to pick the number one versus the 16. Then we're going to go to Suze. It's Infinite Colclesure, Infinite Colclesure versus, and go away that alarm. Okay, versus Vanilla, I'm sorry, Infinite Colclesure versus Katie Smirka Duffy Fudd.
Well, Fudd's doing a lot of heavy lifting in that second name. I think I'm going to go, I'm so sorry, the first Infinite Colclesure. Is that what's the first
Colclesure?
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll go that one.
You're going Infinite Colclesure. You guys are really holding people responsible for not giving a crazier first name, but that's not where I stand, but that's okay. And now it's to me. No, I'm sorry. It's going to Suze now. And Suze, it's between Vanilla Bean and Eileen Strong Oh Boy.
I'm going to have to defer to the effort made. Eileen is a beautiful name. It was my late auntie's name. I love her dearly. I miss her every day. But Strong Oh Boy, it's not bringing it. Vanilla Beans. If I had a kid in my class called Vanilla Beans, I would be their friend.
Just
Vanilla Beans.
I don't want to mess up what you've already said, but it's Vanilla Bean. It is a singular bean. It's only one person. It's not a whole group of people in your class.
Okay. All right. Well, just one bean will do. Vanilla Bean. The one and only Vanilla Bean.
I love it. I think you could have healed your aunt there with the Eileen pick, and maybe, you know, I'm not going to say we're bringing the dead back, but I'm just saying you made your choice, and now you might be offended by my saying it. Moving on, the 5 seed, Dr. Welcome Bender versus 12, Sovereign Valentine. Wow. Hey, I'm Adrian. Hey, I'm Dr. Welcome Bender. I'm Sovereign Valentine. I'm going to go Dr. Welcome Bender. I'm a big fan of the doctor. It does a lot of heavy lifting, but Welcome is just a great, you know, what a great first name. Okay, Morgan, it's over to you. It's Robespierre Bolivar versus Zeke Biggers.
Oof, both wonderful. Gosh, I think I'll have to go with the first option there. Yeah, just imagining introducing myself like you did, I think that's a really great tactic. So I'm going to go, I'm not going to try and say it though.
That's why I'm holding the mic in front of your face. You got to say it.
Absolutely not. I'm so sorry. Rob? No, that's not it.
Robespierre Bolivar. Say it or I can't advance him.
Robespierre Bolivar.
That's correct. All right. Robespierre advances. And now it's over to Suze for Billy Jack Buzzard or Seaborn Attaway.
I feel like Seaborn Attaway is that town that you ended up in by accident, but you didn't mean to go there. And that's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. But I do like the idea of just being introduced to Billy Jack Buzzard. Are they a cowboy? Are they about to lead some great adventure? Are they in fact a buzzard? We don't know. I'd like to find out.
Billy Jack Buzzard advances the 6 seed. Congratulations. Now we're moving over to, is it me now? I can't remember what order it is. Yes, it is. Me, I get Carlo Mustachio or Mustachio. Or
I think that's Carmelo.
Carmelo Mustachio or the 14 seed, again, a totally crazy 14 seed, Courvoisier Dingle. Courvoisier Dingle is an obvious winner, and what a fucking person. I want Courvoisier to be my friend without a doubt. Okay, over to you, Morgan. It's Learjet de la Cruz versus Baron Cash Dollar.
Oh, very fake rich Monopoly Man names. I think I'll go Learjet de la Cruz.
Holy shit, Baron Cash Dollar is out. People just lost their shirts there. I mean, what's interesting is you guys are so first name focused. De La Cruz isn't an exciting last name, but to you, you hear Learjet and you jump. Okay, fine. Now it's over to Suze for Nazareth Pantalone III or Steve Cakebread.
Okay. I mean, Cakebread is the family name. I mean, he wasn't going to go anywhere with that, but there's something now. Now I'm gonna turn it on his head a little bit. There's something quite brave and quite stoic and steadfast about saying, we have a spectacular last name, Cakebread. We don't need anything more. We're just going to call him Steve. It's a reliable, solid name. You know where you are with Steve. It's going to be Steve Cakebread. I'm sorry, Nazareth. Nazareth.
This is a 15 seed, but the only reason that's a 15 seed has to be because people were thinking through the Seuss logic. Steve Cakebread is an exceptional name. You're absolutely right. What a name. What a day we're having. The Dragon Wagon Regional moves on to the Field of 32. Okay, Morgan, it's over to you. Infinite Colclesure or Vanilla Bean?
Vanilla Bean, please. Thank you.
The Vanilla Bean, thank you, please. Congratulations, Vanilla. And now over to me, I believe, no, to Suze. I don't know what order I'm doing this in. I've definitely fucked up more than a couple times, and that was my pick. But now I'm doing next pick, and it's Dr. Welcome Bender against Robespierre Bolivar. Are you kidding me? It's clearly Dr. Welcome Bender. Now to you again, Morgan, because I'm going to be confused if I do it any other way. Actually, that's untrue. We're going to Suze. It's Billy Jack Buzzard versus Courvoisier Dingle.
Oh, it's really, really hard. It's really hard. I feel like I already know Billy Jack Buzzard and we're old friends, but there's something to discover about Courvoisier Dingle. What a person they might be.
Courvoisier Dingle moves on. No surprise there. And now it's over to Morgan. This is going to be a real fascinating choice by Morgan here. It's Learjet de la Cruz versus Steve Cakebread. Steve de la Cruz, not exciting. Learjet Cakebread, holy shit. But it's Learjet de la Cruz versus Steve Cakebread. Morgan, give us a little insight and then break it down with a pick.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking with Steve Cakebread. I trust him. Or her, or they, or however they identify. I trust them. And Learjet de la Cruz, I feel like I trust them slightly less. So I'm going to go with Steve Cakebread.
I'm not going to argue with that. It feels weird that you're trusting the Cakebread over the Learjet. No, it doesn't. That's a clear, obvious thing to do. Yes, Steve Cakebread. I got to tell you, if I were just at home watching this and not a participant, I would just love to know how far Cakebread was going to go. And we're going to find out shortly. Okay, over to me. It's Vanilla Bean versus Dr. Welcome Bender. I'm just not a Vanilla Bean fan, you know, if I'm being totally honest. I love vanilla. It's the secret sauce in everything I bake. But the other secret sauce, the more secret sauce, is that little splash of Dr. Welcome Bender that I put in my, in my blueberry muffins, if you know what I mean. All right, Suze, this is a huge pick for you. Courvoisier Dingle.
Sorry, I missed that completely. What are the last two?
This is to you. Courvoisier Dingle versus Steve Cakebread.
I'm sorry, my cat is walking on my laptop.
I'm trying to give it as much gravity as this moment requires. Courvoisier Dingle versus Steve Cakebread.
It's got to be the Cakebread.
Holy shit! Cakebread. Holy shit, the whole Cakebread family is like, we did it. Simplicity rules. We've done it. I got to tell you, Courvoisier Dingle to me, could have been in the finals, could have won it all. Steve Cakebread, shocking the world. Morgan, it's over to you. This is huge, huge. Dr. Welcome Bender for the final four. Dr. Welcome Bender versus Steve Cakebread. This is a 5 seed versus a 15 seed. Who you got?
So this is a lot of pressure. And I think I trust them both. And I'm sure they're both wonderful people. And I think I'm going to go with Dr. Welcome Bender.
Holy shit. It never would have felt like an upset if Cakebread hadn't gotten this far. But for some reason, I really thought Cakebread was going to take it. No siree. It's Dr. Welcome Bender onto the final four. Definitely, you know, that's the Gonzaga here. We know he deserves it, but is he a force in the finals? We'll find out. Okay, now I'm starting this next bracket. We're in the Crotch Tangle Regional. That's right, Crotch Tangle Regional. You got to look these names up. I will start us off with the 1 seed. Beanbag America with a K versus Conley Wolfswinkle. I mean, honestly, both are great. When I saw Beanbag America, I'm like, I'm not going with Beanbag America. This person has walked around their whole life with the name Beanbag. They're advancing. And now we're going over to Suze. It's Adonis Expose versus Adolphus Hailstork.
Oh, my God. I love it. I'm straight into the National Enquirer. I don't even know who I am anymore. What have these people done? I think it has to be Adonis Expose.
Adonis Expose, that would not have been my pick, but how do you make a pick between that? Great. Morgan, it's Jim Burtson Vapor or Zorro Maplestone?
Oh, it has to be Jim Burtson because that's a combination of several names in one, and you just have to respect that kind of ingenuity.
Jim Burtson Vapor. Again, I would have gone with Zorro Maplestone, not my choice, but now it is. It's Drew D-R-E-U-X, Drew Watermolen versus Dudley Onderdonk. Onderdonk, you know what it is with Onderdonk? That's like a dude, it's like a 6'7" white dude who's like pretty bulky and like almost a Charles Barkley type. And you just see him screaming passionately and sweating way too much as he comes through the lane and he just goes, Onderdonk! And then he Onderdonks it. So I just broke everybody's ears there, and I'm very sorry, but I'm Onderdonking all over this place. It's Onderdonk. Moving on. Suze, over to you. It's Gequincy McKinstry versus Stetson President.
Oh, they both almost rhyme, but Gequincy McKinstry is, that's so poetic. It's so poetic. And that gentle little apostrophe after the G-A, just so delicate, so beautiful. Iska Quincy, absolutely.
Wow, I thought you were going to talk yourself into Stetson president as I had, but again, not my pick. Now over to you. Morgan, it's Jimmediah Scroggum versus Dr. Delight Champagne.
Jimmediah Scroggum, thank you so much.
Jimmediah Scroggum advances the 3 seed, can't be stopped. Over to me, it's Rimbertus Beerpoot against Green Wicks Unthank. Unthank is a last name, is fucking extraordinary. Green Wicks is extraordinary. But man, there's something about the word poot at the end of something that just makes me laugh. And Rimbertus Beerpoot, congratulations. A single congratulation. I didn't even give congratulations. That's how great Unthank is. Rimbertus Beerpoot is moving on. Suze, over to you. Dakoldis Crawford versus Glee Van Loon.
Wow. Glee. That's quite joyous. I'm sad to see Dr. Delight Champagne go out of the competition just before there. So, you know, Dakoldis Crawford. How many film noir have been made about this person? It's, you know, it's absolutely, it's got so much depth and story behind it. But Glee Van Loon, oh, you'd want to go out with them, wouldn't you? They're my pub friend. Glee Van Loon goes through.
Glee Van Loon goes through. Congratulations with an S. Okay, Morgan, it's over to you. It's Beanbag America versus Adonis Exposé.
Ooh, neither names as I have learned to understand them in my years. I think I'm going to go Beanbag America.
Whoa, the first seed advances. Beanbag America moves on. And now it is to me, I believe. Is it my turn? Who knows? Jim Burns and Vapor. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can be. Yes, it is my turn. It's Jim Burns and Vapor versus Dudley Onderdonk. Are we kidding ourselves? Dudley Onderdonk is a crowd favorite, and he's moving on. Now moving to you, Suze. It's Gequincy McKinstry versus Jimmediah Scroggum.
Oh, you see, this is where I would have loved to have Dr. Delight Champagne in the running, but I'm just not in that position right now. But, you know, I can't take away what I said in the last round about Gequincy McKinstry. Beautiful, poetic, wonderful name, has to go through.
I think, yeah, Jimmediah Scroggum, for all its strengths, has no poetry. It lacks poetry. Apologies, Jimmediah. All right, it's up to Morgan, I believe. Yes, Morgan, it's Rimbertus Beerpoot versus Glee Van Loon.
Ooh, see, Glee Van Loon is kind of somebody you would want to go to a festival with, whereas, no, it's got to be the beer poot. It's impossible. It's impossible to move past that name.
Rimbertus Beer Poot, congratulations once again. One single congratulation there. All right, now we're going to, I don't remember what order. How do I lose order in a 3-person thing every time? It feels like I would lose the order in a 2-person thing. It is my turn. Beanbag America versus Dudley Onderdonk. That's right. 3 times is a charm. Onderdonk and all over you. Goodbye, Beanbag America. And it is on to you, Suze, for Gequincy McKinstry versus Rimbertus Beerpoot. Poetry.
Oh, you see, this is a tough call. And do you think it is Gequincy? It might not be Gequincy.
I think it's Gequinsky or Gequinsky. Gequincy, I'm sorry.
Also beautiful, also beautiful. The beer poots, I mean, absolutely. We haven't talked much about Rimbertus. You know, it's a strong name. I'm imagining the St. Bernard, really, not a human, but again, quite happy with that name. Oh, I think that Gequincy is probably going to go far in life all on their own. I think we need to give Rimbertus that little lift up. That little leg up to move forward in life.
I love it. Rimbertus Beerpoot. And now Morgan, weirdly, has another Final Four choice here. It feels like we're putting it all on the line. I've messed up enough. And that means it's to you. Is it Dudley Onderdonk or Gequinsky? No, I'm sorry. Dudley Onderdonk or is it Rimbertus Beerpoot?
It does feel unfair that I'm doing this again. But that's okay. That's fine. I can handle this kind of pressure. I think they're both wonderful, and I think they're actually, you know, like final name contenders. I'm going to go. Can I have them again, please?
Yes, you can have them again. It's Dudley Underdonk or Rimbertus Beerpoot.
I'm going to go on Underdonk.
It's just gone Underdonk. I thought it was all me Underdonking all over this bracket. But no, we're into the final four. Now, for you at home, you have turned this off. Yes. But for the people here, it is true high-level engagement. Just to let you know who's in the final four. It's Waffles Natouche. It's Fat John Cake. It's Dudley Underdonk. And it's Dr. Welcome Bender. Here's how we're going to do the final four. I thought we'd only do it in the finals, but I think it's best to do it in the final four. It's going to be everybody gets a vote, and then we will decide who will advance. So Waffles Natouche against Fat John Cake. Let's have a quick discussion if you'd like. I know where my heart is, but... Actually, let's not have a discussion. Let's just vote. We're going to close our eyes, and you're going to hold up either one finger for Waffles Natouche or two fingers for Fat John Cake. So everybody close their eyes, and on three, we're all going to open our eyes with a finger up. Finger up, dot, dot, dot. Okay, one, two, three. Suze, I can't see your hand. Is that one or two fingers?
That's one finger.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Waffles Natouche. Waffles Natouche. Morgan, what are you feeling right now seeing Fat John Cake be humiliated like this?
That's not how Fat John is. Fat John's really healed a lot from this whole process. And be nice to him. Be nice to all of them.
How do you know Fat John Cake is a man?
I absolutely don't. And I hope they're having a lovely day.
And Waffles Natouche. Suze, why did you go Waffles over Fat John?
Because it's Waffles. Everybody loves Waffles.
Morgan hates Waffles is what we've just learned.
That's wow. True. I don't at all. Of course I don't. I just was supporting. I also love cake. What are you going to do now?
It's very confusing. I will say when I closed my eyes, I didn't know who I was going to pick. I think we had two people that could have very easily won this entire competition, but it didn't go that way. We, you know, brackets are the brackets, and that's what happens. Okay, we're doing the same thing here. And by the way, the semifinals, yeah, that's okay, forget it. Ignore everything I said. We've got Dr. Welcome Bender, which is one finger, or Dudley Underdonk, which is two fingers. Now, I think some of the people listening might think that I am an underdog guy, like that I wear the underdog jersey. Because yeah, I have such a strong visual. But Dr. Welcome Bender, I got him out of the first round. So it's really going to be interesting. One finger for Bender, two for Underdog. Everybody close their eyes, and I mean everybody. One, two, three. Suze, is that one finger or two?
That's one.
One vote for Dr. Welcome Bender. Two votes for Dr. Underdog. He's not a doctor, he's just a Dudley, but that puts Underdog in the finals, and quite frankly I think Underdog's got a real shot at this. It's Waffles Natouche against Dudley Underdog for the name of the year 2020 Sports Anomaly official competition. Suze, Morgan, everything is on the line. One finger for Waffles Natouche, two for Dudley Underdog. Close your eyes. One, two, three. Holy shit.
Yes!
The name of the year champion. What is more fucking awesome than that? 2021 is saved and Waffles for everyone. Suze, what was your big takeaway here? Was there any name you wish could have gotten farther? Is there one that you, now looking back, you're like, man, I made a mistake? Or do you feel like Waffles Natouche is the champion? Everything went and broke the way you wanted.
I'm really, really happy that Waffles won, but I feel like we've left some absolute blinders in the wake of Waffles. And you know, I'm thinking Dr. Delight Champagne, how wonderful is that name. Math Daniel Squirrel, I don't think we even talked much about, you know, the complexity and the variety that has been put into that name. Absolutely. Zebulon Vermilion didn't even get it past their first round. I mean, what has even happened here today?
There's just blood all over the fields. Morgan, could you give us a little breakdown or names that disappointed you that they didn't make it further? Or just how are you feeling right now as a Fat John Cake supporter?
I'm feeling really good, feeling really powerful. No, I feel good. I think we made a really good decision. I'm glad we're all together at the end there, because that could have gotten, you know, violent if nothing else. I would like to do an honorable mention to Eileen Strong, oh boy, just because I feel like you could say, it just feels like quite a musical last name, like, oh boy. But I mean, honestly, I'll be dreaming about these names forever.
I mean, I got to tell you, Katie Smirka Duffy Fudd, I understand. But I also don't understand. Baron Cash Dollar went out too early. Adolphus Hailstork. We all have these first rounders that were just shocked that they didn't advance. But, you know, Zora Maplestone, they're sitting at home crying and wondering where they go from here. DeColdis Crawford was one I also might not have picked. But DeColdis as a fucking first name? Jesus, that's underdog level of awesome. But I understand Crawford's not that exciting. The parents should have married or hyphenated or something a little bit better. Suze, thank you for being on the show. If you love this episode, we're going to keep being weird for at least the first couple months of this year, hopefully. And we're going to get to sports video games. I lost my Madden game. My team's falling apart. I was going to say Sports Anomaly, patreon.com/sportsanomaly. If you want to throw $5 our way, or 500, I prefer 500 at this point. And other than that, give it up for Perfect Tommy and Fat Staccati. And I'm forgetting, oh, Jennings Gabriel. That's who I wanted to call that. People who have given us so much money, it's a little bit absurd, and their lives are tremendous. Suze, say something to sign us out.
That was an absolute pleasure. I look forward to meeting all of these people at some point on my long distant future travels.
And Morgan?
Ha ha ha.